Hello, this is Elvira, and I welcome you to the Fruit Factory. The Fruit Factory is a call to true Israel and the End Times Church. It is time for harvest. The Lord Jesus Christ is sounding the trumpet, and only the fruitful will make it. In this place, the Lord Jesus Christ is molding for himself a people who will be capable of producing fruit for the kingdom of God at an industrial level. That is why it is called the Fruit Factory. A factory produces something in large amounts. Also, I'd like to emphasize on the fact that when I'm talking about true Israel, I am not talking about those who currently occupy the land of Israel as of September 2024, but rather those who are still scattered around the world, around the four corners of the earth. Those are those who I am talking to in this ministry as God's messenger to his people. I am also speaking to the End Times Church, who are the ones who are called to go through the tribulation and to stand till the end, to endure till the end, just like our Lord Jesus Christ said in Matthew 24. He said, "But he who endures till the end shall be saved." So, today's broadcast is going to be something that the Lord has put in my spirit to do this morning. This is not something that I had planned in advance, but the Lord has things to say, and so, as always, I'm never going to restrict the Holy Spirit. If he desires for me to get on broadcast and record a message to his people, I am going to do exactly that. So this is one of those instances. There is a problem in the church. People think they are walking with Christ when they are not. And I am not talking about the apostate Christian who turned their backs on Christ. I am not talking about the reprobate mind who refuses Jesus Christ as the Christ, so they live in the Antichrist religion. I am also not talking about the one who is a fake Christian, who claims to love Christ and to be a Christian, but does not practice the things that the Word of God prescribes for his people to practice. I am talking to those whom think they are on the right narrow path, but are not. I'm talking to those whom will follow, or at least try to follow, those statutes, but have no spiritual sensitivity whatsoever. So they subject themselves to manipulation and will end up harvesting exactly what they sowed in their spirit, which is the following of toxic and deadly teachers, pastors, and prophets. There is a large part of this kingdom, and I don't like to call Christianity a religion because this limits it, brings our Lord down to the status of a religious leader, which he is not. There is no competition between Christ and Muhammad, Christ and Buddha, and all the other religions. He is their creator. He is their Lord, whether they want to acknowledge it or not. He is the creator and they are the creation. So I hate to call our faith a religion, because it puts our Lord at the level of other false gods, which he is not. Our Lord is a king, and he has a kingdom, and we are supposed to be citizens in his kingdom. Just like Apostle Paul said to the Corinthian church, that our citizenship is in heaven. We are ambassadors of Christ. Ambassadorship and citizenship have nothing to do with a religion and everything to do with a kingdom, with a country, an actual rulership, a dominion, which is exactly what the Lord always intended, which is why he told Adam and Eve, have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds in the air. You can see, you can read that in Genesis 1, verse 26. Forgive me, it's very early. Genesis 1, verse 26, you can read it there. He gave dominion. It's always been about a kingdom. It's always been about a kingdom. This is not a religion, but I digress. They think, right? And they may be right. These are the people who spend time in the Word of God, reading the Bible, but they are reading the letter and they are not capturing the spirit of the Word. So they do not have fellowship with the truth. They read the letters of the truth, but they do not have fellowship. They do not have a spiritual encounter with the truth. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, when it comes to matters of being able to discern this thing that the Word calls testing the spirit and so forth, it is thrown around so much in the church, and it's about to get even worse than it already is, because more and more false prophets are going to arise. And I'm going to tell you exactly how it's going to look. And under the Lord's instruction and counsel, will tell you exactly how you should be able to differentiate between the true and the false. The Lord made an entire teaching about this, which is titled The Litmus Test, where he himself gave us the indicators, the process that a true prophet would go through, and how a true prophet's ministry would look like, from the amount of prophecies, the timeliness of prophecies, how they interact with him, how he trains them. This was a didactic prophecy that the Lord spoke and I wrote down, and he asked me to publish it. So please, if you've not listened to that, go and listen to it. Because what I'm going to be talking about here is only going to be complementary information to what the Lord has already proclaimed. And also, if you've not shared that teaching with the people that you deem to be your brothers and sisters in Christ, please do so. Because as we walk closer and closer to the end, the amount of false prophets that are going to seem like they are true is going to skyrocket. And a lot of people are going to be deceived. They are already deceived today. And that's because they do not operate under spiritual awareness. They operate under what the Lord called emotional spirituality. They read their Bibles. They try to. They go to church. They love the Lord. But they operate under emotional spirituality. In other words, carnal spirituality that has nothing to do with the spirit. So they are highly deceived. They are unaware of what the Holy Spirit actually is like. Why? Because they have been subject to false doctrines for decades. And that is what the current Church of Christ, that is what it is suffering from. Because the ministers of the past 50 to 70 years have drastically diluted the gospel and have deceived many and have created an image of Christ that is simply false. They have turned him into this, a very carnal God, which he is everything but that. In fact, the Christ tells us that God is spirit, and he desires those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. And those who, there are a large portion of this faith, that things that they do, they're doing that when they are not. They live in their flesh. They live in their soul, in the emotional part of them. They do not live by the spirit. And that is why they are deceived. And they will continue to be deceived, and they will go to hell because of the deception that they have suffered. And many of them have brought this deception upon themselves. There is such a thing that the Lord calls emotional spirituality. This is when you think that you are perceiving something in the spirit, but you are really perceiving it in your soul. This thing called the heart. This thing called the heart is one of the deadliest things to a Christian if it has not been subject to the spirit. If you have not subject your heart to your spirit, to the spirit of God, it is a very highly deadly thing. And it is that which will bring a lot of people to hell, because they have failed to discern between who is really speaking to them, if it is their own emotions or the Holy Spirit. And they easily get these two confused because they have not really been taught the character of the Holy Spirit. They have not gotten to know the nature of God. So they are unable. So basically, their soul and their spirit are matched together, which is not supposed to be. God is a triune God, and we human beings are also triune beings. We were made in our Father's image. We have a body, we have a soul, and we have a spirit. And in God's order, the part of us that is supposed to dominate is our spirit, because it is our spirit that is in direct contact with God through the Holy Spirit, which is God Himself. So our spirit has the capacity, it is only the spirit that has the capacity to fellowship with God. Your eyes cannot fellowship with God. Your heart cannot fellowship with God. Your emotions cannot fellowship with God. Only your spirit can do that. So when you open your Bible and you're only reading the letter with your eyes, even if you're memorizing that, even if you know all of the Bible by heart, if your spirit was never the one reading those words, you have You have been subject to self-deception. You have subject yourself to deception. You will think you know God. You will think you know the Holy Spirit. You will think you know His voice, but you actually don't. That is why you cannot save yourself from all of the false prophets, the false teachers that are out there. And they are about to rise. They are about to rise in another way. We think there are a lot of false prophets now. You've seen nothing yet. You've seen nothing yet. So you have to, but the problem is that their soul and their spirit are mashed together. There is no distinction between both. Their spirit cannot stop their emotions from something. Quite the opposite. The emotional part of them will subject the spirit to its judgment. That is why you hear people say, you know, I looked at this woman who was talking. She was prophesying, and the way her eyes looked, I don't know, it just didn't settle well with my spirit. What does it mean, the way her eyes look? You are dwelling in the flesh. And then however you feel in your heart out of how her eyes look has nothing to do with the spirit, but everything to do with your emotions and your flesh. Listen. If you have not separated your emotion from your spirit, your thoughts from your spirit, even your own will has to be a completely separate thing from your spirit. Your spirit is what is linked to God, and everything else is not. So your spirit should be the one covering the soul and the flesh. But many people, the spirit and the soul are one. So there can be no fellowship with the Holy Spirit. So they think that something is talking to them, but it is their own emotions that is talking to them. And Satan loves that stuff. And then Satan will come and start making things seem as if, oh yes, God has confirmed what I was thinking. It is not God. It is the devil himself. You need to be able to separate your spirit from your soul. Your spirit is that which fellowships with God. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And then you have a flesh, which is dead, death in itself. The flesh is just death, okay? Because the flesh is dead. We are born sinners. The wages of sin is death. Is death. And so the sin is in the flesh. So the flesh without the spirit, without the redemption of Christ, you are a walking dead. But there are a lot of Christians, because they are like, okay, I believe in Christ. I read my Bible. I try to do what the word says. You know, I pay my dues, basically. They think they're paying their dues, but they never separated. They never understood really what being spiritual means. So they are living by their soul, and they think that they are living by their spirit, which they are not. Your will should be subject to your spirit, to the spirit of God, because it is your spirit that receives the life. You know, when you're born again, what births you again is the Holy Spirit that comes and breathes life into your spirit. So the life is in your spirit. If the way you make your decisions in your so-called spiritual discernment is always according to how you feel about the situation, how you're trying to gauge, you know, with the mannerisms of the person, and how did that make me feel when I listened to it? And you are completely, completely in your soul, in your emotions. I mean completely. And the false prophets that have begun to rise and that are going to rise even more, they know this and they know how to play on it. They know how to present themselves in a way that the corruption that you've received in the deceitful heart is going to be exalted above what the Spirit is actually saying. They know how to present themselves as people who are righteous, who will tell you, read your Bible, fast, pray and fast. They are not going to come and tell you flat out heresies. They are not going to put on this very obvious falsehood. They are going to be much more tricky in their approach. But what they are targeting is that part of you who is used to a certain thing and wants to hear that thing. They will add to it a bit of disruption, right? I'm calling you back to holiness. We are being called to being set apart. They will tell you all the right things that your emotions will feel like, yeah, you know, God will speak like this. The Holy Spirit would speak like this. But the problem is that you fail to actually discern by the Spirit. You're discerning by what you think something could sound like. You're deciding by what you think God would look like. You're not deciding. You're not discerning according to what the Spirit is actually saying. And so when you're in this state, for you to be able to even listen from the true Holy Spirit is very difficult. So you will be deceived and then deceived and then some more until you are led to hell. You will wonder why you are waking up in the afterlife and you are not in heaven. Well, because you have been subjecting yourself to demonic spirits that really knew how to disguise themselves. People think that false prophets will come with the obvious falsities, which is not true. False prophets will come with a mixture, a perfectly blended mixture of truth and falsehood. And if you are not on a different frequency, which is the spiritual, the frequency of the Holy Spirit himself, you will not be able to differentiate between both. Many people do not know what God sounds like. You don't know what he would do. You don't know what he would say. That is why you can listen to a prophecy that is condemning a nation and say, God wouldn't say that. Have you read your Bible? Have you read? Just take Jeremiah, Isaiah, and Ezekiel, which were the most prolific in their writings. Have you read what those prophets prophesied? You have a false identity of God in your heart. This God does not exist. You have an idol in your heart. Some people will listen to a prophecy being delivered, a judgment prophecy, and say that, no, Jesus Christ wouldn't say that. You don't know him. If you knew him, if you read your Bible by the Spirit and not just reading the letters on top of them, then you would hear that and it would immediately click. You would, Bible verses will be flooding in your head about the amount of people upon which the Lord declared judgment through his prophets. Either you believe that you serve the same God, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, or you serve another version of him, who is the Antichrist. You have the Antichrist in your heart. You can sit and read your Bible 2 hours a day, every day, and you are worshiping the Antichrist because you have failed to understand this basic principle of being in the Spirit. You have failed to read the Word of God by the Spirit and not by the letter. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are truth." Spirit and truth. Spirit and truth. Many people are Bible scholars. They speak Hebrew and Aramaic and Greek. They can translate the whole thing and never once had fellowship with spirit and truth. They had fellowship with the letter on the page, but never with the spirit and truth. And these are the ones you're listening to. And as soon as this tribulation starts shaking us up, you will be swept away so fast. Because whatever you're feeling about something, whatever you deem is in your heart about something, is irrelevant, completely irrelevant. If you have not been having that fellowship with spirit and truth, my dear, oh dear, what can I do? I can only pray for you. This is something you must understand. That you can very well be a practicing Christian who lives holy, reads their Bible 2 hours a day, but fails to have fellowship with the one true living God. So you listen to people tell you that things like speaking in tongues is not manifesting the same way today that it did back then. How can you look? You listen to people say that prophets are not necessary in this age. Meanwhile, you claim to serve the same God, that who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Either he's the same or he's not. Can't be both. You can't pick and choose the one that is the same and the one that is not. So all of these things that we've read, it died 2,000 years ago. The minute it was written in that book, it ceased to exist. Which God do you serve? It's not the Christ. It can't be. Because the Christ does not change. The Christ could not have ceased to give any spiritual gift or proper office in the fivefold ministry to his people the second that book was written. Please, my friends, open your eyes, open your spirit. Listen to me by the Spirit. Because there are all kinds of false doctrines. And you will go to hell because of this. Because you failed to have righteous judgment. And you never repented of it. You never turned away. Quite the opposite. You created channels on YouTube that have 1 million people clicking and liking and watching this kind of filth. How are you going to combat? How are you going to survive the end times if you don't speak in tongues? My, oh my. How are you going to edify your spirit more? I've explained what the speaking in tongues does. It's the Holy Spirit that is actually praying through you. How are you going to ascend in the Spirit to a point where you can talk to a hybrid, talk to a Nephilim, and they bend the knee to you? Because Christ is manifesting himself through the words that are coming out of your mouth. How are you going to survive the end times if you do not operate in the fullness of the gifts of the Spirit? How? If you are demonically possessed, because your pastor has been telling you that you do not need demons to be cast out of you, because when you accepted Christ, all of that went away, which is completely false. Because Jesus Christ cast out demons out of the people who were in his group of evangelists, the ones who followed him, who were with him every day. He cast out devils out. He cast devils out of them. Devils were cast out of them. Did they not believe? Please. You need to take what I'm talking about very seriously. You really do. You are going to hell and you don't know it. When we return, if we go back to the topic of the false prophets, the way they operate, the Lord made a detailed teaching about this, and I will continue to ask you to go and listen to that broadcast, and more so to read it on the blog. When you read it, it will hit you differently than when you listen to it, because you will be hearing the words of the Lord. Your eyes will capture it. The eye gate will be in fellowship with those words. And if you are able to capture it in the Spirit, it will change your perspective. So, as I was saying, there is such a thing as what the Lord called emotional spirituality. You think you are spiritual. You think you are following God and, you know, God guides you and stuff like that. But it's not true. Because you never had fellowship with the Spirit. And many, you know, outside of the people, I call them the dead churches, seriously, because it's just death. The spiritual gifts are not operating there. They are teaching you the letter, not the spirit of the word. They are teaching you the letter of the word. They are not teaching you what Christ said. The words that come out of my mouth are spirit and they are truth. That's not what you're getting. Because if that is what you were getting, you wouldn't agree with half the things they are telling you that you do not know, you do not need to hear from God. You don't need to actually listen, hear God's voice, because reading from the book is sufficient. You have been deceived, my friend, deeply deceived. Everything I need to hear from God is in this book. The book will give you what you need, yes. But we are coming into a time when if you cannot hear God tell you, don't go to work today, because your work is going to receive a visitation from a Nephilim, a hybrid or a mermaid who will be enchanting the whole place. If you can't hear that from him, can you read your Bible and hear that from him? You can't. You can't. If you can't receive from God that trip that you want to go on, don't go. Because when you get there, there are vampires in those woods. If you don't believe what I'm saying, I can't do anything for you. The Lord said that in that day, it would be like in the days of Noah. Have you studied the days of Noah? How it was like? The Nephilim ruling the place? the high level of demonic activity. It was so bad that God decided to destroy the whole world. And that's where we are returning. So what do you think? How do you think you're going to navigate such a time without hearing from God every day? Without being able to receive particular instruction for your family, for your life? Do you think God does not care about your life? That he doesn't want to preserve your life? That he doesn't want to do the way that he did to Apostle Paul? That he told Apostle Paul, go to this place. Go to that place. You will preach here. You will do that. This was the Holy Spirit guiding his sheep. He's our shepherd. How do you call him your shepherd, but you do not receive guidance from him? How is he shepherding you? If you cannot hear him say, my sheep, I tell you, don't work there. I know the salary is attractive, but decline the offer. Because the second you sign that contract, you've actually signed a spiritual contract. And they will affect your life. They will plunder you and turn you into a slave. And you won't even know it. Because you are dead spiritually. You don't operate in the spirit. These are the things that the Lord said, my sheep will hear my voice. You need to wake up. You think that you're going to heaven. You're not. You aren't. Because you failed to judge righteously. You failed to follow the right doctrine. And now there is the other side of this. Those who will just follow any person that calls themselves spiritual, or those who are so deeply in their own emotions that they fail to recognize, to differentiate between spiritual things and carnal things, things of your own heart. And this is what the upcoming rise of false prophets, that is already very much the case right now as I speak this, this is what they will be playing on. And I spoke about this briefly in the Grow Up Israel prophecy, where the Lord was saying, this ministry is not going to be something where you'll see my face or there will be any kind of visual element to it. Because he wants you to grow up and to be able to walk by the Spirit, not by your emotions. Maybe some of you will listen to my voice and say, I listened to her voice, but halfway through it, I just couldn't. My spirit just rejected it. How? Your spirit did not reject me. Your will rejected me. Satan, those demons, they rejected me. And you can't differentiate between both. Because your spirit and your soul are merged into one. There is no distinction. Your spirit has no capacity to be the one dominating over your flesh and your emotions. That is why you judge things according to how they make you feel instead of according to the truth that is coming out of them. Either they have the spirit of lies or they have the spirit of the truth. But if you cannot operate in the spirit, you will not be able to differentiate it between both. You won't be. Many people go off of how these prophets, so-called, present themselves. They have mastered the art of persuasion through their mannerisms, you know, through how they express themselves and how they present themselves. So you're having a fellowship, an emotional fellowship with the person as you watch them on YouTube or whatever the case may be. You're not having a spiritual fellowship with them. And you can be fasting and praying with this person and you still fail to discern in the spirit. Why? Because your spirit and your soul are merged together. And why is your spirit and your soul merged together? Because you have failed to give God his rightful identity, his rightful character. And there are some things that you are willing, you know, your emotion and your will is willing to allow. Because when you listen to it, it makes you think, God would say this. You understand what I'm saying? You listen to something and you think, yes, God would say this. Yes, I think this is God because God would sound like this. And then you listen to something else and you say, I don't think God would sound like this. I don't think he would say this. What you think is irrelevant, completely irrelevant. How you feel about it is completely irrelevant. And the only thing that matters is it the truth or not? And the only thing that can make you differentiate between these two is the Spirit of God. But because you are in your emotions and you think you're with the Spirit of God, you will never be able to differentiate. Because it is always your own thinking, your own heart that is going to be speaking to you and not the Holy Spirit. That is why you can listen to someone, a man or woman, calling themselves a prophet, yet they have never given you a proper prophecy. Isaiah style, Haggai style, Ezekiel style prophecy. They have never given you a prophecy like that. You know, the prophets of the Bible, many of the things they prophesied have not even come to pass yet. 3,000, 4,000 years later. But you're going online and listening to prophets and you're waiting to watch. Will it happen next month? Will it happen at the end of the year? And if within 2 years it doesn't happen, you're like, she was a false prophet. He was a false prophet. You see, you're in your heart. You're in your emotions. Because your spirit would say, ding, 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 ding. Isaiah prophesied the Messiah. He died and didn't see the Messiah. Isaiah prophesied the regathering. We are still not regathered. How many thousands of years later? These are true prophets. True prophets of God that you read in your Bible. True prophecy does not happen 2 days later. It should not. Some of it can happen if it is timely prophecies. If the Lord is like, go and put it out there because it's about to be happening. Then you do so a few months later, a year or two, maybe 3 years, maybe 5 years later, it comes to pass. Many of the prophets in the Bible never actually saw their prophecies come to pass. So how are you judging whether a prophet is true or not off of, am I going to see it come to pass? You have already failed and you're failing because you are in your emotions. You are in your soul. You are in the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. You are in your flesh. You are not in your spirit. You do not know the God you serve. You do not know how his prophets operate. That is why you can be deceived. You continue to be deceived and you continue to think that, no, God told me that she's a true prophet. It wasn't him. It was your soul talking to you, not God. The measure of true or false prophecy is not whether or not your eyes will see it come to pass. Because you may even die before it happens, especially in these end times. When the judgment is being applied on the earth, your eyes may never see it come to pass. Listen to me. Many of you think you are discerning and you're spiritual, but you're not. You can fast and pray and do all of that. Read your Bible 2-4 times a day. But if your spirit is not alive, if it's not your spirit that is dominating over your soul, you have been deceiving yourselves this whole time. I'm very serious. This is what the Lord is saying. He called it emotional spirituality. It has nothing to do with spirituality. You are not spiritual. And it doesn't matter if this person talks to you about demons and being a breaking generational curses. I'm telling you that the prophets that are coming will be telling you all the right things. They will tell you exactly what you will be able to sit and think, yep, this is definitely God speaking. Except no, it's not. That is why these end times are going to be, if you are not on this Holy Spirit's frequency, you're going to be highly deceived. And when the actual fire will come upon your life, you will not be able to stand. You won't be. The Lord says here in Matthew 24, he talks about the rise of the false prophets. Verse 23 says, then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ. Oh, there. Do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. You cannot say that the way that you discern if it was true or not is, you know, within a few seconds, I just couldn't take it. First of all, go and listen to the litmus test. It will give you a clear analysis of what a true prophet operates like. And I do not really see a lot of them operating this way in the church today, as I'm recording this, 1st September 2024. So it already eliminates about 99% of the people you're listening to. You have a third of the Bible was written by prophets. So how can you not recognize which one is true or not? Are they operating like the prophets that you're reading about? What are the statements that they published? That thus says the Lord, they put it that you can go and read it. How many of those did they get? What is their message? Being online and saying, come, let's pray and fast and whatnot is not being a prophet. A prophet received the mind of Christ decades in advance. What did they tell you that will be happening 20 years from now? With certainty. With absolute certainty. What have they, and prophets will not, look, what is your audience? Who did God send them to? Did God just send them to YouTube? Or to Facebook? Or to TikTok? This is not a prophet. Each prophet had something, a message. Each prophet has a message. What is your message? Is your message, let's fast and pray? Any believer in Christ should do that. Is your message, let's be on fire for God? Every believer should have that message in their mouths. What is it that God sent them ahead of? What a prophet is always sent ahead of a major event. Study your Bible. John the Baptist was sent ahead of the Christ. Jeremiah was sent ahead of the destruction of Israel. Ezekiel sent ahead. So what he proclaimed was connected to the event for which he was sent to prepare the people for. This is true prophecy. What were they sent ahead of? Who are you listening to? Your Bible is there. You claim to read it every day. You claim to listen to God, but you are unable to recognize his character
unable to capture the spirit of what you're reading. That's why you're listening to people who are lying to you, and you're unable to sit down and study the spirit of the word of God that you're reading. You're in your soul, and these people will come to you with the most convincing appearances, the convincing, how do you call it? Branding. Mm-hmm, that's the word. It won't be, you know, the ones that just preach to you peace, 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 everything is going to be okay, and so forth. They have graduated from that. People just giving you words of encouragement. They have graduated from that. Because they know that those Christians who claim to be very serious about their faith will require more than just the surface level lies, right? So they will come with a message of holiness, a message of righteousness, a message of, you know, let's reconcile to God, let's be set apart, do not join to the world, and all of this stuff, telling you all the right things. Yet, you look at the person and you compare to what the Bible calls a prophet, and it is not even the same. But because you are caught up in your emotions, in your will, that no, this is the right person for me. The person will even be controversial because they know that there is this thing where prophets are supposed to be rejected, prophets are supposed to be controversial and stuff like that. They will come with the perfect branding. I'm telling you, they will come with the perfect branding. But you cannot rely on the branding. You cannot rely on how they make you feel. What they tell you normally, and the ones that are the very highly refined deceivers that Jesus is talking about here, that they will deceive many, even the elect. You see, so they will come, they will master that art of deception. They are not just going to come to you with the sugary doctrine that many have already recognized in these end times that are not necessary, right? Those who never talk about sin, never talk about repentance, and so forth. They just feed you motivational speeches. There is a part of the very elect, as Jesus Christ said, that recognize that they need more than that. So when they listen to such preachers and such prophets, they know that, okay, this is obviously false. But then there is another part of the false prophets who will come with a more convincing branding, a branding that will tell you, I am here to prepare you. I am here to bring you closer to Christ. I am here to tell you, read your Bible every day. You know, make sure that you're reading your Bible. Make sure that you're walking holy. They will tell you all the right things. I am telling you this. Please listen to me. They will tell you all the right things, but they are false. And you must be in your spirit to be able to detect the falsehood. And some of you, if you listen to litmus test, it will be glaringly obvious that they are false, because the Lord opened his mouth himself and gave you the blueprint for true prophets. You don't want to take that into account, and you want to continue to follow these highly refined deceivers. That's on you. And you will answer for that to the Lord. You are going to hell and you don't know it, because you're under the authority of someone who is obviously a plant, Satan's plant in the church. These prophets will show you how prosperous they are. They will make videos with luxury brands, Gucci bags, Louis Vuitton bags, Balenciaga dresses, and I don't know what else they do. The first thing that you must ask yourself, you know those brands are satanic brands, right? I hope you know. I mean, these are the brands that are running the fashion industry. They are running the world. They are ruling the world. They are the brands that put on, that promote homosexuality, promote transgenderism, promote child abuse, child trafficking, the way they traffic these models and abuse them, sexual abuse and all of that. And even if you did not know that they abuse those, you know these are the people who would do the campaign with a man with a wig wearing this dress. The Louis Vuittons and the Gucci's and so forth. You know they are the ones who are clothing people like Lil Nas X. Open Satanists. They are the ones who are collaborating with all of these satanic celebrities. And you see your prophet wearing these things and bragging about it. But because you are in your soul and not in your spirit, you're unable to even just ask yourself the question, would a child of God who is supposed to be in the fivefold ministry, who is supposed to be so close to God that they hear from God directly, would this child of God be plastering a Gucci bag in my face? When Gucci is the child of Satan. And they will act as if, no, I didn't know. Well, if I know that, tell me, I'll throw it away. This is deception. They belong to Satan. That is why they wear the brands of his children, because they are one of his children. It doesn't matter how you feel about it. If you just had an ounce of spiritual, the true spiritual discernment, the character of God would tell you if they're associating and even bragging about it, then there is a problem. But because you're in your flesh, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, the lust of the eyes are looking at that. Oh my gosh, look at that. That's super nice handbag. It must cost, you go and look at the price, $4,000. And you're saying, yes, my prophetess is successful. And they're putting this image, this brand of success, the brand of this and that. And you're being wrapped up in this brand. They are talking to your flesh. They are not feeding your spirit. And what is entering your spirit is feces. You are choking on feces, spiritually speaking. Because you are unable to separate your own will, your own emotion, from true spiritual knowledge, spiritual awareness. Please listen to me. The prophets, the false prophets of these end times, are not going to be obvious. They are going to tell you, they are going to tell you what they think, what they know that a true Christian wants to listen to. A true Christian wants to listen to how they can stay holy, how they can keep themselves pure, praying and fasting to God, read your Bible and so forth. But they know that even if they ask you to read your Bible, because you are subject to their spirit and their spirit is unclean and their spirit is of Satan, no matter how much time you spend in that Bible, the fact that you're under their authority spiritually weakens you spiritually. All of that time in the Bible, it does nothing to your spirit, because you're not reading it by the spirit. You're reading it by your soul. The same way you're following them by your soul. The same way. Listen. Read Ezekiel 13. Read Ezekiel 13. And you'll hear what the Lord has to say to them. I've already prophesied this here many times. That the Lord is not going to let them get away with it. They will die. They will be ravaged. Many of them will lose their lives. Others will be exposed. He said that he will make a spectacle. Go and listen to the litmus test. He said, I will make a spectacle of you. All of you who says, thus says the Lord, and I never sent you. I will make a spectacle of you. You understand? Please capture this by the Spirit. You cannot walk by your flesh or your spirit or your soul. You think you're spiritual, you're not. You're not. The way to be spiritual is to give up your will and your emotions and submit them to God. Your will should be subject to your spirit, not the other way around. Yes, but God has given us free will. Yes, he has. But the free will was never supposed to rule itself. It was always supposed to be subject to the spirit. And it's when it stopped being subject to the spirit that Eve sinned and then called for her husband and he sinned too. Because the soul took over. The soul took over. And these people have been blinding you with their branding. They have sharpened it and tailored it so well that you're listening and you're thinking, surely this is what God wants me to listen to. Because they're asking you to read your Bible, to fast and pray. But these are the same people who are charging you 1,000 euros for conferences, 300 euros for healing. Open your eyes, my friends. Which prophet in the Bible charged for his services? Please. It doesn't matter if they make it part of their ministry or a side gig. The lost people are not your merchandise. No true follower of Christ charged for things. Who charged for things in the Acts of the Apostles when it was narrated to us the way that they ran the church, the first church? Where was it ever written that prophet Haggai charged to reveal the secrets of how God made him a successful prophet, a successful man, a businessman? If God gives you knowledge free of charge, why are you charging people for it? Why are you charging people for what he gave you free of charge? It is one thing to sell a book. You wrote a book. You have to manufacture the book and all of that. That's another thing. And I'm buying a book. It's costing me, I don't know, 15 bucks or something like that. Fine. But you're asking me, you're telling me that you're a successful business person. And for me to be successful like you are, I should pay you $1,000. Why? This is what is called the diviner's fee. Who made you successful? You charging me means that there is another source of success behind your success. It can't be Christ. Because if it was Christ, Christ did not charge you to give you that success. Quite the contrary. The Bible tells us that God gives blessings and adds no sorrow. He will not charge you for it. He will not make you suffer for it. He will not subject you to abuse for it. So why are you, so-called prophet, charging me to get what you got free of charge? People, open your eyes, please. Get out of the emotions. Get out of the flesh. The way they run their social media accounts is too appealing. You're not able to get yours. And you think you are thinking spiritually. Oh, yes, you know, this other prophet. You see, the true prophet of God criticize her because she's not putting up the branding that your false prophet is putting up. Because she's not talking to your soul. She's talking to your spirit, but because your soul is suffocating your spirit, you are unable to capture it. And you say that, no, my spirit rejected her. No, your soul rejected her. And that demon inside of you, because you're following all of those falsities, are the ones who rejected her. It was never the Holy Spirit. If you actually had the Holy Spirit alive inside of you, the Holy Spirit would tell you this is true, this is false. Yes, I listened to her and then I had a bad dream. I got attacked at night. Don't you know that when light and darkness come into friction, darkness excites itself and starts oppressing you? Don't you know that? Some of you, when you start fasting, that's when you start getting attacked at night. Why? Because you're shaking up the demons. The demons are being shook. They are being threatened. That's why they come and attack you. It's not because what you're doing is wrong. It's not because what you're doing. Look. If you're in darkness, you come into contact with light. Darkness will revolt against that light. But if you're in light and you come in contact with light, your light in you will rejoice with that light. So the attacks that you keep having, and you're saying that, I listened to this person and then I was attacked at night. It has nothing to do with the person and everything to do with you. If anything, it's an indication that there are open doors in your life. Because when there are no open doors in your life, demons cannot attack you at night. They can try, but they will not succeed. Demons cannot attack you at night, dominate you in your dream, if all of the doors, right, are closed to them. It means that there are open doors in your life. So how come you've been listening to this one person so long, but you're getting attacked the second you're listening to someone who actually is true? Who has the demons? Is it the one who is true or the one that you've been subjecting yourself to? That's why you have open doors in your life and demons can attack you. And it is your contact with light that went and shook those demons up. Not the other way around. But even with that, that is still not spiritual discernment. The spiritual discernment will be, first of all, for you to repent for having lived in your soul your entire life and claiming to be a spiritual person. Second of all, to make a prayer and fasting program that the Lord will separate your soul from your spirit and subject your soul and your flesh to your spirit so that you can actually walk by the spirit and not by the flesh. That cannot happen by mere prayer. You need fasting for that. And when you begin that, you'll see the demons that have been ruling over you this entire time. They will start waking up. The spiritual warfare will be real. Because now you're trying to become an actual Christian that walks by the Spirit. And Satan hates that. If there's something he hates, first of all, Satan hates people who can see in the Spirit. Because he rules in the darkness. That's the first thing he hates. That's why true prophets are very much attacked. Because they come to shine the light of Christ on the darkness. That's why true prophets, you will hate them. Because they do not look sympathetic to you. They're not supposed to. They won't be. They won't be cracking jokes with you. What is funny about the judgment of a nation, the judgment of people? People dying. God telling you that this person is going to die. What is funny about that? Why do I have to look welcoming on my face for you to believe what I'm saying? You're living in your flesh. You think you're spiritual. You're not. And you're going to hell because of this. Because of your reaction. Because when you reject a true prophet, you're not rejecting the person, by the way. You're rejecting God. Read Ezekiel 13, Jeremiah 3, Micah 3. Sorry, Ezekiel 13, Jeremiah 23, Micah 3. You see how God talks about those who do not listen to him. Because to God, his messenger carries his word. So when you reject what the true messenger of God is saying, you're not rejecting the person. Don't think that your comment of, oh my gosh, when I listened to her talk, I could not take it. You're rejecting and blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Because it's not that person is only a mouthpiece. What comes out of that mouth is of God. So you reject what comes out of that mouth. You're rejecting the Holy Spirit. And my, oh my, what is coming for you if that's you? You must repent of that. Or else your end will meet you. It won't miss you. The Lord has made a lot of statements in this ministry to that account. Listen to the proclamation to true Israel. Listen to the treacherous nation. Listen to the litmus test. Or go and read it on the blog. Listen to the breakings of iniquity.
The Lord also made a statement there, which is the great, the title of the series there was The Great Deception Part 1, where the Lord says that you are rejecting my words. You think it is this person that whose face you don't like, who you think is angry, who you think is malicious. That's because your eyes are tainted with your own soul, not with the Spirit of God. You are blind and deaf. And what blinded you is your own thinking, your own analysis, based on nothing else but your analysis of things, which is incredibly faulty. So, I will end this here. The Lord wanted me to record this for you. It's not really something that I prepared beforehand. He put it on my spirit this morning when I woke up that I must record this. So here I am, putting it out like he asked. And so I'm going to go on with the other prophecies that need to be broadcast. So thank you for listening, and I invite you to go to the description bar of this episode to see all of the different resources that are available for you down there. May it be where you can give if you want to give to God through this prophecy. You're highly appreciated for that, and you can find the links and everything in the description bar. Other resources like the Fruitful Report, which is our new weekly newsletter, and if you'd like to contact me, all of it is in the description bar. I'm going to try and add the links to the different prophecies, but I'm not sure I'll have time to do that because I have quite the busy day ahead of me. But I will do so later, surely tomorrow or in the next days. I will try to add that. But if not, please listen to the litmus test. Just add the litmus test. Even here on the podcast, it will show up. Or go to the website and read it for yourself, which is even better. So thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast, and I will talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.